നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേത്. നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയ ഭഗവതീ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികി. കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ വന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 7, Text 49. And repeat behind me. Kalen hi oga vegena ഭൂതാനാം പ്രഭയാപയോ നിത്യാവപി ന ദൃശ്യേതേ ആത്മനോഗ്നേര്യഥാർച്ചിഷാം കാലേന ഹി യോഗവേഗേന ഭൂതാനാം പ്രഭയാപയോ നിത്യാവപി ന ദൃശ്യേതേ ആത്മനോഗ്നേര്യഥാർച്ചിഷാം. അമേന യോഗവേഗേന ഭൂതാനാം മാതാജീസ് കാലേ നിയോഗ വേഗേന നാമവയാപയോ നിശ്യതേ കാലേന ബൈ ടൈം ഹി ഇൻഡീഡ് ഓഘ ലൈക് എ ഫ്ലഡ് വേഗേന ഹൂ സ്പീഡ് ഭൂതാനാം ഓഫ് ക്രിയേറ്റഡ് ബോഡീസ് പ്രഭവ ദ ബർത്ത് അപ്പയോ ആൻഡ് ഡിമൈസ് നിത്യോ കോൺസ്റ്റന്റ് അപ്പി ഓൾദോ ന ദൃശ്യത്തെ are not seen. Atmana related to the spirit soul. Agne of fire. Yatha just as. Archisham of the flames. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace. Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The flames of fire appear and disappear at every moment, and yet this creation and destruction is not noticed by the ordinary observer. Similarly, the mighty waves of time flow constantly like the powerful currents of a river and imperceptibly cause the birth, growth and death of innumerable material bodies. And yet the soul, who is thus constantly forced to change his position, cannot perceive the actions of time. Purport the Brahmana Avadhut, instructing King Yadu, again gives the example of fire after having already proceeded to the example of the moon. This analytical method is called Simhavalokan or the lion's glance, by which one simultaneously proceeds forwards and casts backward glances to see if anything has been overlooked. Thus the sage proceeds with his analysis but returns to the example of fire to illustrate the need for renunciation. The material body is certainly an ephemeral and phantasmagorical manifestation of the Lord's external potency. The flames of a fire constantly take birth and disappear, yet we perceive the fire as a continuous reality. Similarly, the soul is a continuous reality, although his material bodies appear and disappear constantly by the influence of time. It is said that the most astonishing thing is that no one thinks that they will die. But because the soul is eternal, the living entity is prone to accept any fleeting situation as permanent, forgetting that his eternal nature can be truly experienced only in the eternal atmosphere of the spiritual sky. If one is convinced of this fact, he develops the quality of vairagya, or detachment from material illusion. Om Ajnanadimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees to be able to say something meaningful. So as described in this verse or in this section, Avanti Brahmana or the Avadhut Brahmana, actually he is trying to learn from the nature, right? Observing the phenomena of nature, he is trying to learn important lessons. So he derived lessons from the fire, then from the moon, and in this verse again he looks back and derives another important lesson from the fire. Okay, so it's mentioned that how the flames of the fire are actually, when we are seeing the fire burning, it is like one flame is coming and getting extinguished, another. It's like one flame after another. It's so fast that we perceive the phenomena as continuous. We see in our day-to-day life also, if the wheel with some spokes are moving, probably we may perceive the wheel to be continuous or so on, right? When the movement is fast. So, similarly, the flames are coming and getting extinguished, but we see it is going on. So one should know, he's deriving the lesson that one should know that this material body is actually we are changing material bodies quite fast. That means our time duration in this body is very less compared to the number of bodies we have accepted and which we shall accept, right? As the conditions will go on accepting, the time span in this particular body is actually very brief, right? But then, due to illusion by the power of the Lord's energy, we feel we will go on living. We plan everything in a way as if we will go on living. So, the disciples of Prabhupada quotes the translation of the verse which is spoken by Yudhishthir Maharaj. Ahani ahani bhutani gachanti yamalayam shesh sthavar ichhamo kim uta. What is another wonderful thing? Okay. So, what is the another ascharya param? What is the greater astonishment? So, we feel that we will go on living, but the life is very short. So therefore, the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, the words of our Acharya, they bring back our focus again and again, right, on this point, that understand that life is very short. This is a verse in the 11th canto, which was one of the favorite verse of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. Tunam yatetana patedanu mrityuyavan. How does it begin? Anyway, so I am reciting the verse from the middle. Tunam yatetana patedanu mrityuyavan nihishreyashaya vishaya khalu sarvata syat. Labdva, yes. Labdva sudurlavam idam bahu sambhavante manushyam manushyam nityam manushyam arthadam nityam apihadhira. So, labdva sudurlavam idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam apihadhira. So, this body is obtained for a very short time and it is temporary, right? Very soon it will perish, but it with this temporary material body, one can accomplish something very great. Right? With this temporary body, we can accomplish something permanent. That's the most beautiful aspect. So therefore, labdva sudurlama vidam bahusam bhavante, after a very, very long time, you obtained the short, small chance, very brief chance to perfect our life. Therefore, turnam yateet napateedanu mrityuyavan. Therefore, one should strive for perfection in Krishna consciousness with great urgency. The word turnam conveys the sense of urgency. So, turnam yated napated anumrityuyavan nihishreyashaya vishaya khalu sarvata syat. As far as the sense objects are concerned, the worldly enjoyment is concerned, that we have tasted enough, we have tried enough. So now is the opportunity to strive hard for perfection in Krishna consciousness. So in this way the words of the Acharyas, they bring back our focus. So I would just like to also briefly touch. So the words of the Lord himself, the Lord's teachings, and the teachings of the devotees, they are compared to like the sun and the moon. Right? The Lord's appearance is compared to sun and the moon. Even their instructions is also compared to like the sun and the moon, because the sun and the moon dissipate the darkness, the ignorance of the conditioned soul. So I would just like to touch upon how the Lord's appearance is compared to that of sun and the moon, which dissipates the ignorance of the living entity. Right? Ignorance that we will continue to live forever. So it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrit. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurudaye Pushpavanto Chitrasamdo Tamonado. I offer my obeisances to Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, who have appeared like the sun and the moon. Okay? So both are compared to the sun and the moon. It's not one is like the sun and another like the moon. Both are compared to the sun and the moon. And they have risen together. Suryachandra hare yaiche sab andhakar vastu prakashiya kare dharmera prachar. So, what does the sun and the moon do? They remove all the darkness, right, which we are discussing about how the conditioned soul knowledge becomes covered over by the darkness. So the sun and the moon, they remove the darkness. Vastu prakashiya kare dharmera prachar. And they reveal the right path. They show the right path. Or vastu prakashiya mean they reveal the objects in their true form after removing the darkness. Aimat dui bhai jivera agyan tamo nashakari kaila tattva vastu dan. In this way, both the brothers, they removed the darkness of the living entity and gave tat vastu dan. They showed what is the real thing to aspire for, right? And what is ephemeral, what is temporary. So what is the darkness compared to? Agyana tamera nam kahiye ketav dharma artha kama moksha vancha adi sab. Right? So agyan tamera nam kahiye ketav. So the darkness or the ignorance is compared to the ignorance is compared to the darkness, and it's also said this is all cheating, right? When Bhagavatam says it kicks off all ketav dharma, means cheating religion, means anything which covers the real knowledge of the living entity, that is like ketav. That is like a cheating, or that's darkness, that's ignorance. And it's dharma, artha, kama, moksha, vancha, adi, sab. Now, there is modern ignorance is blind sense gratification, and Vedic ignorance is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Right? Of course, Vedic ignorance is much, you know, it's a, from Chaitanya Charitamrita's point of view or from Bhagavatam point of view, it's ignorance, right? But for people who are blind, absolutely blind to self-realization, for them these four purusharthas are compared to a progressive path. Right? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Let there be some dharma and artha be accomplished by that, and there be restricted sense enjoyment and ultimately leading to liberation. Right? So it is, Prabhupada says these are the progressive path for the less intelligent. Because not everyone can take up to Krishna consciousness directly. Right? So these are progressive paths, but now considering from the perspective of pure Srimad Bhagavatam, the ultimate goal of love for Krishna, even this four progressive goal for the less intelligent have been put into ketav, cheating. Because ultimately, a person is unable to obtain the fifth pancham purusharth, which is love for Krishna. Right? So they cover up. When a person is too much focused upon these four purusharthas, he is cheated of the ultimate purushartha. So from that perspective, this also is put in the category of keeping the conditioned soul in darkness. Right? Tara madhye moksha vancha ketava pradhan yaha haite krishna bhakti hai antardhan. And the highest cheating is liberation, right? To merge into the Lord existence. Ketava pradhan. By that desire, Krishna bhakti becomes antardhan. It's evaporated or it dissipates. One doesn't get it by the desire for impersonal liberation. In general, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rabadakyat shubha shubha karm seha ek jivera gyanatamo dharm. Whatever is Krishna bhakti rabadak, yat shubha shubha karma. Whatever obstructs the development of pure devotional service, whether it's an auspicious activity or inauspicious, that is ajnana. That is ignorance. So, the Lord appearance is compared to the sun and the moon. They have come to dissipate this ignorance. And also to reveal the right thing, show the right path. Tattvavastu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Roop, Nama Sankirtana Sab Ananda Sarup. So what is the real thing? What is the Tattvavastu which they have come to reveal? That is Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prem Roop. Right? So three things. Tattvavastu is Krishna, Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Prem. In other words, Sambandh, Krishna here represents Sambandh, Krishna Bhakti is Abhideya and Krishna Prem is Prayojan. So therefore they have come to reveal what is our relationship with Krishna, right? And how we can revive that relationship with Krishna by devotional service, and ultimately how we can ultimately experience the joy of that relationship, which is Krishna Prem. It is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Rupa Goswami the science of devotional service in terms of Sambandh, Abhideya and Prayojan. Right? So the Bhagatam, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has to be studied in terms of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem, Sambandh, Abhideya, Prayojan. So, in this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of the two lords who mercifully appeared like the sun and the moon to dissipate the darkness. So, the instructions of the pure devotees, the Supreme Lord, they are like the sun. Right? And in Kali Yuga, it often happens that the clouds of so many immediate concerns, right? We have so many in this agents of Kali Yuga, there are so many things to be dealt with, so many concerns related to the body, health, country, finance, politics, right? And so on, right? Society, environment, there are so many concerns. So there are so many immediate concerns that the imperceptibly the ultimate concern of developing one's Krishna consciousness is covered over gradually, or we are unable to focus upon that. Right? So most of the time, because we are become so busy with so many concerns which are of, right, which are also important, we cannot neglect. Right? While we are in this world, there are so many immediate concerns, so many worldly concerns which we have to address. But what happens in due course of time, all these immediate concerns related to friendship, society, love and so on, they kind of cover over like the clouds. And we lose our focus of the ultimate concern, of the ultimate necessity of developing one's Krishna consciousness. Because as Avadhut Brahmana here is noticing that human form of life is very, very short. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to say, we have come to this world for a very brief time. If we can pass our brief, right, for our brief sojourn, right, our brief sojourn in glorification of Krishna and hearing and chanting, then the life will be successful. Right? But that ultimate necessity of the human form of the life, especially in this age, again it becomes covered over by the clouds of so many worldly concerns. Right? So, the Lord comes himself, he sends his pure devotees to again disperse the cloud and show what is the sun and what is the real, or what is our ultimate necessity, what is the ultimate necessity of the spirit soul. So I will just read a beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada. This is when so many disturbances are coming to Vrindavan. Okay? And there is a meeting of all the Brajavasis headed by Upananda. And Upananda proposes, because there are so many difficulties coming, we should actually move to Vrindavan. So Prabhupada writes very beautifully. Again, as I said, these instructions, these purports are like the sun. Right? They show us the right path. Prabhupada writes, a devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time. Right? So very beautifully Prabhupada says that there will always be disturbances. There will always be so many worldly concerns that will bother us. Right? But he says, one should remember that there were many disturbances when Krishna was present. So we should not give up our forward march. Knowing that Krishna will come out victorious. Okay? So one level of Krishna's mercy is that a devotee can execute his Krishna consciousness being undisturbed. Okay? And Prabhupada says a devotee desires that. But Prabhupada points out there is another level of Krishna's mercy which comes in the form of disturbances. And when the disturbances come and we take shelter of the Lord, the disturbances will be overcome. Right? By taking shelter of the Lord, Krishna will come out victorious, right? As he would ever come. And there will be a great celebration of Krishna's victory. So imagine if there is no disturbance in Vrindavan. There will be no celebration of his victory. There will be no festival of his victory. So because the disturbances are coming at every moment there is a festival of Krishna's victory. Right? So Yamuna Mataji would say, again and again, she would face many disturbances, many difficulties. She would say, again Krishna will show his magic. I will take shelter of the Lord and I will again get to see Krishna's magic, means how Krishna helps us overcome all the difficulties. Right? So, when the problems come our way, we can fold our hands and pray. Right? The problems will go away, but the realization will stay, or the mercy will stay. Right? So therefore, Padma Puran, Gaurang Prabhu says a beautiful verse from Padma Puran. Mahavipatto samsare yasmaret madhusudana vipatti tasya sampatti itiyaha shankaro bhavet. Right? It's a very beautiful verse. There are great vipattis, disturbances in this world. But in those vipatti, when we take shelter of the Lord, we remember him intensely, that vipatti will eventually go away. But great sampatti will stay with you, because that vipatti, that disturbance, will bring lot of realization. it will help us deepen our sense of shelter of Krishna. We will experience Krishna's mercy. That experience of Krishna's mercy, that realization, that will remain with us, although the difficulty will eventually go away. Right? So therefore, vipatti tasya sampatti, turning to Krishna's shelter, leads to vipatti becoming sampatti. Itiyaha shankaro bhavet, like this verse is spoken by Lord Shankar himself. So, thus Prabhupada says in this way, Prabhupada is saying, therefore, there will be so many disturbances, we should not give our forward march. And he says, thus there are both encouragements and disturbances. Right? So the point, again, very beautiful point made is, disturbances will be there, but we should take encouragement that we have the association of devotees. We have the process of Krishna consciousness. We have Srila Prabhupada's purpose, his books, his guidance. Right? So, we are well equipped to deal with the disturbances. Right? So we should take encouragement. Right? We should not miss the encouragement. We have festival of Sankirtan, right? Happening so many. So there are a lot of sources of encouragement which we have. So we should seek that encouragement and get, and thus deal with the disappointments. Okay? And not be simply overwhelmed so much by the disturbances that we do not seek shelter of the Lord and we miss something very valuable which the problems or the disturbances come to give. Okay? So in this way, there are so many beautiful instructions of Prabhupada, of the Lord, which again brings our focus back to the ultimate necessity of Krishna consciousness. So I would just like to briefly read some of the Lord's instructions to his students from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is after Lord returns from Gaya. After he returned from Gaya, it is mentioned that he just could not help himself but speak of Krishna. Krishna vina thakurera na aise vadane padu asakal iha kichui na jane. So Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would not explain anything other than Krishna. However, the students were totally confused. Right? They could not understand anything. However, they requested, "My Lord, please sit and explain something to us of the scriptures. Please explain what is the sutra saying, what is this vritti, what is the tika." So the Lord sat down and he began speaking. It's mentioned that when the students sat down and the Lord sat down, the students opened their book while chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right? The book was closed and they're opening the book. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bali Punti, Meli Lena Shishyagana, Shuniya Ananda Haila, Sisachi Nandana. They chanted the names of the Lord, holy name of the Lord, while opening the book, and the Lord was so pleased. He was extremely pleased when the students chanted the holy name while opening their book. And as soon as he heard the holy name being chanted, the Lord lost all external consciousness. He was absorbed in remembering the holy name of the Krishna. Avishta haiya prabhu karena vakhyana sutra vritti tikae sakal hari nama. So the Lord became absorbed in Krishna and he explained sutra vritti tika in terms of the holy name. Sutra vritti tika. Sutra is like, you can say, like the verse. Vritti is like the translation. Tika is like the purport. So whether it's a verse or a translation or a purport, whatever is there, the Lord would explain everything in terms of Krishna, right? Or the holy name of the Krishna. प्रभु बोले सर्व काल सत्य कृष्णा नाम सर्व शास्त्रे कृष्णा भई नाबलये आन. तो लॉर्ड इज सेइंग द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा आर द एटर्नल ट्रुथ. सो द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा इज द एटर्नल ट्रुथ. ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स आर एक्चुअली एक्सप्लेनिंग कृष्णा एंड नथिंग एल्स. लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही इज द सुप्रीम क्रिएटर, ही इज द सुप्रीम मेंटेनर एंड ही इज द सुप्रीम annihilator. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva are all his servants. They create and destroy by his order. Krishna ra charan chadi ye ar vakhane vritha janma yae tar asatya vachane. So Lord is saying if anyone is explaining anything other than taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, his explanations are useless. His explanations are false and his life becomes useless. Vritha janma yae tar asatya vachane. Agam vedanta yadi yat darshan sarva shastre kahe krishna pade bhakti dhan. All the Vedic literatures, the Agama, the Vedantas and so on, they are only describing the wealth of devotion to Krishna's lotus feet. Sarva-shastre kahe Krishna-pade bhakti-dhan. The Lord says further, Mukda-sab-adhyapaka Krishna-re-mayaye Chhadiya Krishna-ra-bhakti Anyapathe-yaye. So all the teachers are actually bewildered because they are explaining something else other than devotional service to Krishna. करुणा सागर कृष्णा जगत जीवन सेवक वत्सल नंद गोपेरा नंदन. सो करुणा सागर कृष्णा जगत जीवन. द लॉर्ड इज ओशन ऑफ मर्सी. ही इज द लाइफ एंड सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. ही इज सेवक वत्सल, वेरी अफेक्शनेटली इंक्लाइंड टुवर्ड्स हिज सर्वेंट्स एंड द सन, द डार्लिंग सन ऑफ काहर नंद. हेन कृष्णा नाम यार नाही रति मति पड़ी ओ सर्व शास्त्र ताहारा दुर्गति. वन हु डजंट डेवलप हिज अट्रैक्शन टुवर्ड्स द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड, ही मे स्टडी ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स बट ही इज एक्चुअली ओनली डिग्रेडिंग हिमसेल्फ. सो दिस इज क्वाइट इंपॉर्टेंट इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. इंस्ट्रक्शन लाइक अ सन which dissipates the darkness or the clouds of ignorance. Hena Krishna name yar nahi rati mati. By studying all the scriptures, by working so hard, by taking to any spiritual process, if a person is not developing his attraction towards the holy name of the Lord, he is not going anywhere. Rather, Mahaprabhu says, Tahara Durgati, he is actually degrading himself. So, His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, he was once sharing that when we take up to Krishna consciousness, we have many bad habits, right? We have a very different lifestyle. We may just eat anything, rubbish. We may get up very late. We may have so many habits which are unconducive to the practice of Krishna consciousness. And gradually, we are able to overcome, right, all the bad habits. Right? So we are able to, with some struggle, we change our ways of eating, sleeping, the way we conduct ourselves and so on. And people are quite surprised by that. They say, oh, he has changed so much, so much. He would never get up before 10 o'clock. I can't imagine how can he get up at 4 o'clock. He never used to eat dudhi sabji. Now he's eating dudhi sabji also. Something like, used to always demand, give me this, give me this. Now he quietly sits down and takes prasad. Right? And so on. Right? In this way, people kind of are surprised how the devotees change, right, themselves, the way they conduct their habits and so on. But then gradually you begin chanting 16 rounds, you follow four regulative principles, or we do that and we become initiated and we get Brahman initiation also, right? So gradually we are seeing that we are progressing, right? But then after that, right, a person now is initiated, Brahman initiated, and he's a counselor or whatever, right? Now what? Now we have to go ahead, right? What is the next milestone or something? So for a long time doesn't look, right, that externally things will change. So Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj says, externally, so in the first 10 years, 15 years, whatever, we can see that externally we are making progress. Right? People congratulate us on the time of initiation or Brahman initiation, we begin deity worship and so on, right? Become a counselor. So there is something you see, okay, now I'm progressing. But after 10, 15 years, where are you going now? Doesn't seem anything on the way. So he says, this part of one's spiritual journey, where we manage to get ourselves over the external impediments, right, over our own habits, is actually the easy part of the journey. Now begins the real tough journey, right? Now you have to struggle hard. The struggle is more internal. After you are settled with everything external, right? Now the real struggle begins, internal struggle. Now you have to develop attraction toward the chanting of the Lord's name, which is very difficult, which is not easy actually, right? Because of so many reasons, because of the offenses, because of our anarthas, and so on. It's now the real struggle begins after we are settled with the external part. Okay? So, therefore the Lord is saying, you have studied all the scriptures, learned everything. A person, if doesn't develop attraction toward the holy name of the Lord, he is not going anywhere. Right? Or he is actually degrading himself. Right? So therefore, this part of the struggle is actually tough. Right? This part of the struggle is tough. And thus we need to again and again refocus our energy on the ultimate necessity of the soul. The soul wants unlimited joy, right? Which is only possible when there is some attraction towards Krishna in any form, right? Especially the holy name is mentioned over here, chanting the holy names, or attraction or nourishment in, we can say in general, towards any of the five main angas of devotional service given by Rupa Goswami. Right? So some attraction, right? Some positive affection or attraction. So that is, as I said, that so by hearing repeatedly the instructions of our acharyas, of Srila Prabhupada, we are again motivated to refocus our energies or our attention while dealing with the so many immediate concerns upon the ultimate concern or the ultimate necessity of the spirit soul. So the instructions of the Lord and his pure devotees, their appearance is compared, as I began with, like the sun and the moon. Okay. So I have just made three points regarding the sun. Sun, as we discussed till now, it shows us the right path. Right? Vastu Prakashya, it shows the right path. Then the sun dissipates unlimited energy. Right? So we see that how the Supreme Lord and the pure devotees, when they come, they have unlimited enthusiasm to preach. And the sun never stops, is always moving across the zodiac. Right? All over the universe it is moving, dissipating energy, dissipating light. Right? So the sun, S stands for it shows the right path. U stands for it dissipates unlimited energy, which is like unlimited enthusiasm to preach. And N, it never stops. Right? So these three qualities we can learn from the sun. Of course, there can be more, but just a small acronym to remember from the sun's example. So I will just read one pastime of Prabhupada, which demonstrates how Prabhupada added his instructions at one of the purport on the 10th canto, which shows us the right path. His purports are filled with such instructions, which again and again help us to refocus our attention on the ultimate necessity of the spirit soul. So there is a beautiful pastime from Lilamrit, which shows how pure devotees have unlimited enthusiasm to preach, just like the sun dissipates unlimited energy. So, this is Prabhupada's visit to Mexico. Prabhupada conducted an intensive 3-day lecture campaign in Mexico City, speaking at the National University of Mexico, the Masonic Lodge, and the Theosophical Society, and appearing on a television show with some 30 million viewers. He also held initiations at the temple on 2 consecutive days. So Chit Sukhanand Prabhu is relating, on Sunday afternoon, there were more than 500 people in the temple room. After the lecture, Srila Prabhupada went back to room alone and there was a big kirtan with 500 to 600 people chanting, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And then they all were chanting and they all wanted to take darshan of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, okay, right, 500 to 600 people, let them all come in. Right? 600 people want to take darshan. Prabhupada, let them all come in. So there was like a queue formed. His room has 2 doors. People were coming in. They were all bowing down to Prabhupada. They were speaking in Spanish. And Prabhupada, they were saying something. And then Chit Sukhanand Prabhu translated that they are saying, please give us blessing, please give us blessing. And Prabhupada was chanting, he simply raised his finger while chanting and said, Hare Krishna. They were satisfied with this gesture of Prabhupada. Right? So they all were bringing blessings and Prabhupada said they all were very pious. Mexico is like India, Prabhupada said. So in this way, Prabhupada gave darshan to all of them, blessed them. And then Prabhupada traveled to another nearby town, where he lectured out of doors at the city plaza before a crowd of thousands. The audience sat patiently and heard his words translated into Spanish. Just then, one of his disciples, he came with the first Spanish book, Krishna Consciousness and the Topmost Yoga System, right? Heheya Prabhu. He arrived with the newly printed copies of this book. And Prabhupada looked at him and was very happy to see his books printed. He stopped his lecture and said, now you can take one of these books and read them. And the people actually came to him and they bought all the copies. Right? Prabhupada was personally signing. So Prabhupada personally sold, there were around 50 copies, he sold all of them. After the lecture at Plaza, there was a hotel lecture and then Srila Prabhupada was supposed to go to devotees home in the same town to take prasadam and rest. So therefore, from that, Prabhupada went to another place to lecture at a hotel. Then he was supposed to go to take rest and prasad, but Prabhupada said, no, we will go to the temple. So then he drove back to the Mexico City temple and he got back around 8 p.m. So, from 8 in the morning until 8 that night, he had not taken a bite of food. Only a little water. We offered him fruits and things, but he didn't want anything. When he returned to his room, his eyes were shining and his smile was broad. And he said, this is the way to be happy. Work all day for Krishna. This is the way to be happy. Work all day for Krishna. All he wanted was a cup of hot milk with some puris and a cup of sugar. He pressed the puris into the sugar and he drank the milk with great joy and happiness. And he said, This is our life, to serve Krishna. Work all day for Krishna and take a little prasadam at night. This is the way to be happy. Right? So, again, unlimited enthusiasm to serve Krishna, to preach Krishna consciousness, right? Just like the sun. And the third aspect is the sun never stops. So the pure devotees also never stop, right? Their service to Krishna or their preaching. So Prabhupada was in again Mauritius, and Pushta Krishna Swami was with him, Brahmanand Prabhu was with him, and the Mauritius, the local municipal commissioner, he had given his own vehicle for Prabhupada to go around Mauritius, right, as a gesture. So there was a chauffeur who was driving. So Prabhupada began to sit in the car, and Pushta Krishna Swami said, Prabhupada, sit on the left side, right, not on the right side. It is much safer, more safer. So Prabhupada sat on the left side, and Brahmanand Prabhu sat next to him. Pushta Krishna Prabhu sat along with the chauffeur in the front. So they were going around. Suddenly, one Volkswagen car come heading towards, you know, the Prabhupada's car. And Prabhupada just saw their car is just heading, they're going to be head-on conflict. And Prabhupada immediately, with his stick, he like firmed himself in the back seat, right? He kind of tightened himself, right, sitting firmly. And the driver tried to avoid the accident, turning to the left, but the Volkswagen also turned toward the left. There was a head-on collision. And the broken glass pieces went into Pushta Krishna Prabhu's face, and the driver was injured. Prabhupada's leg, some glass pieces fell on Prabhupada's leg. Prabhupada's leg was bleeding. There were some bruises on his face and on his hands. Right? So Prabhupada just didn't say anything. Brahmanand Prabhu also. So compared to the how the car got damaged, the injuries were quite minimal. Somehow Brahmanand Prabhu got down, he asked someone to help, got Prabhupada, they all went back to the temple, and in the temple the devotee was surprised to see all the devotees were injured, Prabhupada was injured. Prabhupada stayed back, went to his room, he was not saying anything. The devotee quickly bandaged him, and Prabhupada said, heat up some haldi with some, you know, some, Prabhupada had his own desi treatment kind of, you know, and Prabhupada applied that. Right? Turmeric mixed with few things, heated over. And Prabhupada was silent for quite some time, and then he said, Asannapi Kleshada Asadeha. This body is a source of misery. It brings so much troubles. Kleshada, right? So the first words Prabhupada spoke were from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada started discussing that so much traveling is so risky. Right? I have a mission to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. I should not be risking my life, you know, like this. So Prabhupada was discussing. So he's next day he's supposed to go to Nairobi from Mauritius. So Prabhupada discussing with the devotee, is it a good idea to travel and so on. So most of the devotees said, no Prabhupada, you should not travel. It was very serious accident. By Krishna's grace, there were only minimal injuries. You should not travel. But then some devotees said, but the devotees in Nairobi are really expecting you. They have made so much elaborate arrangement. And so on, they'll be heartbroken. So Prabhupada began considering. And finally he said, he will go. He will travel. Because the devotees has to be inspired. Right? And Prabhupada decided to again continue his travel. Right? Just the next day after this serious accident. Right? So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave a very beautiful instruction to his students. Yavat ache prana dehe ache shakti tavat karaha Krishna pada padme bhakti. As long as there is pranas in the body, as long as there is a strength, right? till that time, tavat karaha. So till that time, please render devotional service to Krishna with great enthusiasm. Right? So in this way, the Lord instructs and the pure devotees show by their example that they never stop, right? Like the sun never stops moving, continues to travel all over the universe, dissipating the darkness, showing the right path, dissipating unlimited energy. So the pure devotees also follow in the footsteps of the sun. Jai Granthara Shrimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.